Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. Maybe we can keep in touch, like we did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago.
Your pen pal.
That's the goods, baby.
Right? That's because I, you know, and if Amy Mann's listening, I've been doing the work. Roar. You know what I mean? I've been doing the work.
We forget a lot of the things we've talked about on this show.
We also never know when these are coming out either.
Do you know who I was just thinking about?
I don't know
about?
If we've had Amy Mann here yet or not.
Do you know who I was just thinking about? A pen pal of ours?
Who?
Do you remember? This is deep. But they're our pen pals.
Yep. Yeah.
She was dating the drummer in her dad's band.
Yes.
Did we ever find out if that was Eagles or not?
Wait, if it was the band, the Eagles?
No, just Eagles. There's no the Eagles.
Wait, what do you mean Eagle? Oh, no, it's not. It wasn't that. They weren't like famous, were they?
I don't know.
I don't think her.
I think she said her dad was pretty famous, but we are establishing.
Oh, I don't remember that detail.
That it's just Eagles. Not
I've
the
never
Eagles.
Envisioned it that way.
Who did you think it was? Like Semisonic?
No, I thought it was just like a regular band. I thought it was like, oh, my dad's in a band. I didn't know her dad was known. Do you think she still listens to the show? If you're listening and you still listen.
Equally?
If you're listening and you still listen.
Heartbreaking if she does and doesn't. Like, does? I'm like, man.
Can you write us and tell us the band?
No, she said she wouldn't.
Oh,
I don't
that's
think.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but has enough time passed now? Because maybe. Maybe
that's how you know we mean it.
Maybe they're not together anymore, so she's like, well, I'll just tell you. Or maybe they're so good, she's like, well, I'll just tell
you. Yeah, he knows. Because remember, she didn't know
enough time
if she
passed.
Should tell her dad.
This is great that you're bringing this up, because I do feel enough time. If you are new to listening to the show, this is obviously an episode you want to go check
what would
out.
What you say, year one?
2 years ago, three
no.
years ago.
It, I think it's year one pen pals.
What do you think? You got it?
Yeah.
What was her sign off so we can say her name? No
sign. We didn't know anything. We just knew they were like in Europe and she started banging the drummer.
Yeah. When would that episode drop?
We're talking to Lissa for anybody who's listening.
So, it came out.
Who will never get a microphone.
Never.
Although she's in contention.
But it ain't going to happen. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Right.
She wrote it in the fall of
2018. Wasn't that year one?
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Four and a half years ago.
She also said, like, at one point, I purposely
She said
wrote
at one
Europe,
point, I purposely wrote
and
Europe.
And not the country. So
and not
it would
the country.
A more difficult process.
This was our first case.
Now.
This was our first case.
And we still haven't solved it.
I want to know if they're still together.
Wait, hold on. Why did you think Eagles? Did you picture Eagles the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, when in my head I was like, oh, I must have missed a major detail. Lissa's got folks, we have breaking news.
She doesn't have a mic. I feel like we're driving our Pennies and Powlers nuts.
We're gonna repeat what she says. She's holding a mic. I have to know what detail you're about to throw out there.
Well, you're gonna speak into a mic. Whoa, hold on.
I need to know the details.
You're willing to let her have a mic?
This is such good thick drama. Look at her reaction to what she just read. She went, I know.
That's now better be Friday if people want to see what that was. She was like, like one of those. Yeah. Like she literally was like she was on Let's Make a Deal and she had a bobby pin.
What if we do this?
What?
You know, we never gave Noah a microphone till the very end, but now we're a full on production. We go, she just doesn't get her own camera angle until she earns it.
So I hit the mic. My mic, which I've earned.
Which I've earned by just starting the show.
Wait, so you want her to be on mic?
I really want to know this.
Can it be a probationary period?
Of course.
Where she can use the mic,
yeah.
But it is not determined that she now has a mic.
We have to allow that moment. I'm willing to allow that moment right now.
Okay.
I really want to know what she's about to say.
But
by the way, you started this. You came in here with that girl's banging that drummer.
From the Eagles.
Which is Don Henley?
No, he's not the drummer of Eagles.
He did drum, though.
Favorite Don Henley song, Boys of Summer? Not even close, right?
New York Minute. Close. So close. So maybe I'm wrong, but close.
I know this is Eagles, not Don Henley.
New York Minute.
I like One of These Nights a lot.
One of these nights. Look, let's be honest.
And I know that's not Don Henley, that's Eagles. But
let's be honest. Boys of Summer is maybe the biggest. But there's a lot of
when
good
it
ones.
It gets warm, especially here in the Midwest,
yeah,
and windows are down,
yeah, there you
and
are.
Boys of Summer comes there, on, there especially if you're on your way to the cabin.
What are you driving?
Well, 72 Chevelle.
That's right.
Right. But you could be, I don't care what, you could be driving an 87 Aerostar.
Yeah.
If that song's on.
Black flag sticker on a Cadillac, am I getting it wrong?
What?
Remember when it was covered? That band covered it, and they changed it from Deadhead sticker to a black flag sticker on a cat. You know that cover?
No.
Lissa, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
What the fuck? You know what? Put the mic down.
Ooh,
she doesn't know an obscure reference,
you know,
that I want her to agree with me on.
I've seen it on pillows. The roar giveth, the roar taketh away.
The roar taketh. The roar giveth, the roar taketh.
Okay. First of all, anyway, when you're driving and it's
after the boys have summer,
I have to. I don't want to hear it.
You don't even know it exists.
We're so far from her thing now.
No, we're not. We're still in the mix.
We haven't even gone.
This could be a one letter episode. We don't even know.
Do you know who that is? Do you even know what you're looking up? Oh, this is gross already.
You've never heard this.
I must have in my life. We don't know if that's being picked up. Hold on.
There's no way.
What did you want to do with that? Who was it?
I just wanted to hear it.
Is this less than Jake?
How great would it be if as soon as I play that and you're like, wait, is there another version? You didn't even know. That's my hurt hand.
I'm sorry.
You don't even know that. You're like, I thought that was Don Henley.
Wait.
Like, Daniel, you're so dumb. Why would you think that was Don?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
You know, it's the Ataris.
Okay, Lissa, go ahead.
Okay.
Ugh.
Your pen pal wrote to you and said...
They followed up?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're just doing a goddamn Patreon episode?
Well, in the follow-up letter...
This is what they're like, folks.
You guys might have read on the Patreon. I don't remember.
Maybe we did. When is what?
When is where and why is how? Why is how?
But
hashtag.
Hashtag why is how.
She wrote to you and said, also, I would totally tell you guys which band, but you would have to promise not to say anything to anyone else.
Well, we're out.
My dad works with other comedians, not ones that run directly in your circle, I don't believe.
My circle's pretty, I'm very popular. So.
But I still can't risk it without a real deal promise.
Oh.
Dude, her dad is huge.
He's Don Henley, dude.
What if he is?
Nothing would make me happier than to go down this road, find out. It is Don Henley. We're gonna reply. We're gonna get this information, and we're gonna keep it sealed.
Is Jackson Brown?
No way.
What if her dad's James fucking Taylor?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
What if her dad's Don McLean?
No.
Is he still alive?
I keep going.
Don McLean still alive?
More to come. I don't know.
Yes?
I think yes.
Yes. I think yes. We would know.
Well, because the music would die.
Let's just go. Okay. You've earned it.
Let's go to the letters! And we're back. Wait, we're not even back.
We're here.
Oh, God. Listen.
Keep that in.
I'm so frazzled by her voice being on the mic.
You did that.
I know. You'll never get a camera angle, and that's a promise I make to God.
She doesn't care.
Maybe next
week. I mean, by she, I mean God.
Maybe next week we'll do a camera. Dear pals, Rory and Daniel.
Gross. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. And that's written in parentheses. Bah, bah, bah. I cannot get enough of you two cackling idiots. Okay, let's get to it. I love the humble potato in all its forms. I love the potato for not just its deliciousness, but also its ability to be used as a weapon if need be. Like if you were stuck somewhere and had nothing else but a large Idaho spud, you could chuck that tater at the enemy's head and knock him out. I'm pretty confident it would work. On this topic, one Thanksgiving, my sister and I got into a discussion at the dinner table about whether or not it would actually hurt to get hit by a potato. I said yes, my sister said no, and we were on the verge of heading outside to test out this theory when my mother said, "Knock it off, you are not throwing potatoes at each other." So we settled down but kept on laughing. Mind you, we had this discussion as adults. As for eating, oh my God, Idaho, purple, petite, red, all good, scallop, french fries, twice baked, mash, potato soup. The choices are endless. Not to mention, I believe they can conduct electricity. Just saying. Do with this letter as you wish, but tell me your thoughts on the potato and all its starchy glory. Also, do you think it would work as a weapon sufficiently and or favorite recipe? Here's my favorite baked potato one. Preheat oven to 425. Get out a cooking sheet. Take your potatoes and rub them in oil. Prick holes in them with a fork, then cover in plenty of salt all over. Cook in the oven for like an hour. They come out crispy, delicious, and like you get at a steakhouse. Sidebar, because I'm like a squirrel with no attention span, Daniel was in the FBI. Why are we not discussing this every podcast? Forgive me if this was talked about at the beginning. I'm working backwards through episodes, but I heard it mentioned recently and was like, what? I have a million questions. Also, why is the CIA always up to shady shit? Fact. Love you guys so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the joy and laughter you bring to your many pennies and pallors, Jen. What is the actual specification of what you did do? Like, when you say I was an agent, do you say federal agent? Does that mean you were in the FBI?
Yes.
Okay.
My FBI.
But you weren't in the CIA. Are you still in the CIA? You have to tell us, otherwise it's entrapment. It's podcast entrapment.
We jumped to that, and it looks like there was an obvious big edit where maybe I said some things to you, and now you are sitting like very like...
Blood, a little bit of blood from my nose.
You defer to me all the time. Anytime I joke around, I'm like, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Some of it I can't talk about.
I love that.
Honestly, I bet you I probably could, but they did have
Let's not walk on the razor's edge the way you are. let's keep it down.
At the same time, it was very surprising to how my FBI ID number.
Okay, this is a public podcast with a pretty decent following.
Okay. So. I had an FBI ID number. I'll leave it at that.
When you go, I can't talk about this stuff. Well, I probably could. I bet not on a podcast.
Fair. But I bet there's a lot I could talk about that Jack Phillips wouldn't care about.
He's out there. He's watching.
God.
When's the last time you had physical contact with Jack? Give me a date.
If you made me guess a date, I would say...
2 days
like
ago?
November 16th, 2001.
That's so specific.
You said give you a date.
I know, but you were definitely in the FBI. Oh, wait, you already said you were.
I hope he's still
alive.
Are you
a spy?
I would love. Do you ever daydream about someone coming up to you after a show?
Yeah.
And you being like, oh my God.
Yeah, but then being kind of worried that you won't remember them?
Well, in your scenario, you remember them. In your scenario.
No, even then. That's how bad my anxiety is. I just constantly think I won't remember people.
If Jack... showed up at a show.
Yeah. Hugs. Big hugs.
I don't think he means a lot to me.
Here's what he means to
me. He's the best boss I ever had.
Here's what he means to me. Jack Phillips shows up at a show. He's like, I'm doing my Jack Phillips.
Okay.
I thought you did great tonight, Daniel.
It's not bad.
we need you to come back. And it's the start of a fucking great action movie.
And I'm like, Jack, I told you I'm not coming back.
Actually, maybe this is Team America.
Or John Wick.
Daniel. Yeah, you know, actually, I've just realized this story's already been told a million times.
Your jokes were good. I like that you got a little thing going.
You're good.
But I got to talk to you about something I got
going. Very topical, and that's hard to do, I know. And he knows a little too much. It's topical, which isn't easy because the writing time frame is short-lived. Right. But also, so is the shelf life of the joke in general.
Daniel Van
I worry. I worry you don't have enough vulnerability in the... Wait, Jack, what do you want?
Even if I can meet his daughter.
He's like getting too critical. Like, Jack, what do you want? Don't tell me about the show.
I think I've told you the process of like how I got in, right? And that was a joke. That was like so wild.
Yeah.
And then I told you about the time I had like a F2F with a U.S. Marshal.
I don't know.
And they won. It was like this door. And the way you would unlock the door, it was a parking garage that was attached to a prison,
yeah,
which was also next to the federal building in Chicago. And the door was open with a fob, but one of the bricks was nondescript, so you didn't know where to put the fob, right?
Yeah,
feels like a little cool spy stuff.
I like that.
And so it was late at night. I get done helping protect the country. And I walk up to this door, because you had to walk from the building to the garage. They weren't connected. And I get to the door, and another guy gets there at the same time as me, right? But you're connected to a prison, and it's federal property, and there's people, very important people's cars there, right?
Yes.
And so we both walk up, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and I go, after you. And he goes, oh, why don't you go ahead? And I go, if you got your fob, feel free to use it. And he goes, yeah. Same for you. And I go, hey, man, I can't just be opening this door for anybody. And he goes, well, I can't be opening this door for just anybody.
Yeah, but do you even have to? Why don't you just go one at a time?
That's a great idea. Neither one of us had at the moment. So then I go, hey, why don't you open the door and then I'll follow you? And he goes, moves his jacket. I'll do it for camera side. Moves his jacket and he goes, how about you open the door?
And it's a gun or it's the badge or what is it?
It's a gun.
Well, that you'd be even less likely to want to do it.
And a U.S. Marshal's badge.
Yeah, okay.
And I go, let me get that door for you.
And that outranks you.
Yeah, right then. Yeah. And then I think before I did it, I go, I showed my badge as well, but he pulled rank.
You know what I wish you would have done?
It was Tommy
Lee Jones.
I wish
to God in that moment, because obviously that moment is terrifying when someone presents a gun to you, but also that level of authority over you. And he's like, why don't you get that door? I wish you'd been like, or how about you get... Oh, whoops. Oh, fuck. Just look at him. Oh, fuck.
Or I thought you were going to get, I just take off running.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just take off running.
You moving your jacket and be like, or why don't you get it? He's like, what's there? I'll be right back.
No. Right. I pull my jacket back.
Oh, fuck, my gun is gone.
I pull my jacket back. I go, why don't you get it? I'm just giving him the bird. and then we both laugh so hard.
And you go, you know what? What if neither of us go there? We go to fucked up, dude.
Let's go to Exchequer, Miller's Pub.
We probably have so
Wabash.
Much in common.
I know. I could tell all sorts of stuff about it, but the real dream and hope of anything is that I someday get to see Jack Phillips again.
Yeah.
You know, we never have any idea.
And then we end the letter.
We never have any idea how old people are. Like, we went over this we went through a big time of people really trying to help find Jack Phillips.
Yeah.
Even one of my trivia night I do, one of the teams was Jack Phillips search party.
Yeah.
They didn't find him. And,
Well, he's FBI. How are you going to find him?
Not if he doesn't want to be found.
Well, you think he's got a Facebook page?
I have no idea. I was so young when I was there. I have no idea if he was 45 or 65. And that makes a big difference as to whether or not he's the likelihood of him being alive right now.
Yeah, that's right. A 20-year difference, actually.
but like, the older, you know what I mean. Right. Son of a bitch.
Right, because right now he's either 65 or 85.
The sad news is we haven't even gotten to what's going to definitely derail us.
Potato chat. Right. Well, that's not derail. We've derailed with not talking about potatoes. This is the first time we've gone the other. We didn't even gobble up the food that was thrown to us. We said, you know what? But also, Jen, it's a little bit of your fault. You closed on Daniel's FBI questions, and there's no way we don't go into that.
Do you think
yes
that Jen skipped. Preheat the oven to 425, 350 or 425. You need no other setting on an oven. Get out a cookie sheet. Take your potatoes, rub them in oil. Do you think that Jen's skipping the part where they're cut?
No. I think she's thinking you. That's why you do the fork stabbing.
They come out crispy.
Fork stabbing.
Delicious, like you'd get at a steakhouse.
I think you then cut.
Oh.
That's my assumption. Okay. I'm not saying that as someone who knows this stuff.
Take your potatoes, rub them
in
oil.
How much do you love smashed fingerling potatoes? Cooked the same way.
Press them.
Crispy skins.
Yeah.
Oof. Olive oil, salt.
You don't like steak fries,
right? Or salt,
right?
And pepper. I'll eat steak fries. That's my favorite version.
I love it.
I mean, I'll eat
fry.
Any French fry.
Of course.
But if now you're throwing options at me, I'm not going steak fries right
you know
out of the
who
gate.
Tends to have great French fries?
Let me guess. Burger King.
Mexican restaurants.
Oh, that's interesting.
They tend to often have fabulous French fries. Yeah. I don't know why that is.
I love French fries.
They are
fries.
Very, very good. Dude, the amount of new potatoes, red potatoes.
Yeah.
That's like a staple up at the cabin.
Yeah. Things that have always been there, market? but in our awareness, we're like, dude, they're doing so much stuff with potatoes now. It's like they always have been.
Right. But you go up to the flea market, dude, and you get yourself some potatoes to cook that night when we do the barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
Sit the fuck down.
I would be, and I'd have a drink. I would have a drink and I'd be sitting down.
Honest to God, don't go 80-20. Do you think we'll ever have a drink together at my cabin?
Yes. I'm going 100. We definitely will. Sooner than later.
Oh, God.
We're coming out of a pandemic. I know. That's a bold statement. But I think we are.
Yeah, we're going to hit, and we're going to go straight into endemic.
But I think we're going to go straight into, hey, it's October. Heads up. Numbers are going up again. And you go, yeah, they're going to do it. That's going to happen every October.
Right. And we'll have a treatment for it by then, too.
And
I know. Nobody wants to hear this.
No
one
gives a fuck anymore. Here's what I want to say. Favorite preparation of a potato in the sense that you've just sat down in a restaurant, you get to pick one. How do you want that potato served to you? Now, here's what matters is that main course. So first, what are you having? What are you having just potato? Is it like a steak? Are you doing chicken? Are you doing fish? Give me that and then tell me what you want.
Fuck, Rory. This is too...
Do it in a last meal kind of way.
I honestly think you've asked way too hard of a question.
Last meal.
And I don't like...
Last meal. When you go to a restaurant, are you aiming for fish, chicken, or steak?
Yes. I wasn't trying to make you laugh.
You know you're getting one thing. You've been to a restaurant. It's a good steak. It's barbecue chicken. You're at the cabin. You're making barbecue chicken. Are you doing like just baked potatoes? Or are you doing something different? Are you scalloped?
You're doing little red potatoes.
Yeah.
Maybe you're
smashies?
Not often, no.
Yeah.
But just give me some like salt and pepper
steakhouse,
and olive oil.
Steakhouse
oil
baked potatoes.
Put them in aluminum foil. Put that son of a bitch.
Sour cream?
Maybe some rosemary.
Sour cream, butter?
No.
Chives?
No, you don't need it. You don't need it, chives.
Do you like a loaded baked potato?
Yeah, but I'm not
bacon,
a chive guy.
Bacon, cheese, all that
we
shit.
We do a lot of
you
twice
don't like
baked
chives?
Potatoes in Rochelle.
Do you not like chives?
Mm-mm.
I love chives.
Yeah? I don't
you do a lot of what in Rochelle?
Twice baked potatoes.
Yeah.
A lot of twice baked potatoes. We do like fondue night with venison and chicken.
God, fondue night?
Yeah, we do it at the Doherty's.
Oh, my God. I know the Doherty's.
Well, okay, can you answer? I really can't. Rory, you're telling me any restaurant, you're picking the same thing?
Well, here's the thing. I do love it.
Because there are times when you've got to have mashed potatoes.
I know,
I
love mashed potatoes.
But there's something so gratifying.
Scalloped is a great potato, and I don't think it gets... I know people like scalloped potatoes, but I don't think scalloped gets enough attention. I think it's big. It's up there. But I don't think people are talking about it.
Little cubes of ham in your scalloped potatoes?
Sure, I would eat that.
You sign me up for it.
Yeah, potato soup. Of all the soups, what are you getting?
I love
clam
good,
chowder.
Really?
Is that what you were going to say? No. I was going to try to guess it.
I love a good
French onion. Served in a bread bowl.
I love a good...
From the Atlanta bread company.
Chicken and rice.
Yeah.
I love a good chicken
and
rice.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, a potato soup's good, but it's so indulgent.
It's thick, right?
Usually.
The potato soup is like thick.
Why? What's your thing? I mean, I want a great steak, but I don't like steak and fries.
Oh, I don't want steak and fries. I'm not into the steak frites.
And to be honest, I'm not always in the mood for a baked potato. So I think I don't know, man. When I go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You get that combo of the steak Diane and the chicken Madeira.
What is a chicken Madeira?
I don't really know.
What are you getting?
Like mushrooms. It's like a sauce. And
the Madeira is like a sauce.
Yeah, it's mushrooms. But the chicken is just like a sauce and asparagus, sometimes onion.
Okay.
But the steak Diane.
Yeah. I don't know what that is either.
It's like a medallion.
Yeah.
And usually over mashed potatoes. A little
fillet. You're getting a fillet?
Yeah. And that's usually over like a mashed potato, sometimes with an asparagus on that. Maybe okay. That's
where I've had that. I've had that before.
So,
I mean, mashed potatoes is just your classic. Like, mashed potatoes are just great.
They're so fucking great.
Like, when you eat mashed potatoes, if someone's made mashed potatoes and they don't taste good, you just look at them like, have you not heard of butter? Because all you really got to be doing is butter.
Yeah, you literally could probably just do.
Yeah.
Pepper, salt. Like,
what is going on? Yeah, how butter. Can this not be so good? It's like some milk and some butter.
What's
and
pepper never come salt? Before salt? I noticed just as I said that. Nobody's all right. Ooh, go get a little pepper and salt.
Let's start doing that. Let's see if we can't get that out there. Hashtag pepper and salt.
That's us.
Poor Shanley. I wonder what he thinks. Do you think he sits there going, I wish I never signed up for this? Because he also didn't. He just sticks around.
I think he actually did sign up for it.
Oh, he did sign up
for it. I think he was like, I would like to be the keeper of the compendium.
He did.
He can quit whenever he wants.
No, he can't. He's ours.
You know what I think? I think he's got Emily doing just as much as he's doing.
I think Emily has also fallen for we. You know what we did? What we started was like the.
We should change it to Shimily.
Shimily. Shimily and Shanley. Shanley and Shimily.
Shimily.
Shimily. Ah, I love that. They probably hate that, but I do love
we
that.
We love it.
Wait, you know what it is?
Did
what
you answer doing, your potato question?
Hold on. What we're doing is basically the like, well, Shanley, you work for us and we take a percentage and you get 10 employees that work for you and you give them a
pyramid scheme.
That's what we're doing with.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's what Pen Pals is really built on. Uh-huh. It's more of a pyramid scheme than anything. How do I want my potatoes? Well, I did say I like scalloped, but.
That's what you would pick.
Last meal? Oh. Probably mashed. Mashed is the classic fave. Because mashed is like great with everything.
How much?
Like if someone said we're having burgers and a side of mashed potatoes, I know that sounds bizarre, but I'd still go, all right, that's great.
What kind of gravy? I like a dark diner gravy where there's still a smoking section.
Yeah,
I like a dark, dark
where it's like gravy. It's, you're like, what's in this? And they're like, coffee grinds.
Yeah.
grinds and grizzle from the pan.
Right, like, and it's right. Perfect.
You know what? This restaurant in L.A., Republic. We've gone one time. Nice restaurant. We went. We've gone a couple times. But the main thing I want every time I go there is it's called like the drippings or something. And however they like roast like chickens, they save that whatever's dripping off in a thing and they just let you dip bread in it. Some people right now are reacting going, that sounds disgusting. It tastes
phenomenal.
Blissful. It is like, what the fuck?
So savory.
Do you think a potato would knock someone out or be a sufficient weapon?
Anything that's...
I mean, potato guns are fucking no joke.
When's the last time you shot a potato gun?
Forever ago. And I mean... And also just shooting, it was like, I pressed the button.
Oh,
that, like,
we had one that
sparked
you,
it to
you
shoot it.
Twisted it. It was like
and then it goes?
Yeah.
Almost those like things it. Are those things are dangerous.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, that's my thing. Anything thrown can hurt you.
But especially at potato like gun speeds.
If I throw a Lego piece and it catches you right on the lip, you're going to be like, son of a bitch, dude.
And that thing weighs nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So 100% with the right accuracy, you can fuck somebody up with a potato.
Absolutely.
100%. The idea that these two wanted to go throw one at each other.
As two adult women is so satisfying. I love that.
I love that too.
I love that the mom had to go, sit the fuck down.
This is Thanksgiving.
Why every year is it something with a potato?
Hey, real quick.
Yep.
Shoestring fries, any place in your heart?
None. I don't know that they've ever done it for me.
What are we doing with those?
I don't know. You know what we're not talking. You know we're not talking about in here. That honestly, I can't believe it. Hash browns. I can't believe we're not talking about hash browns. I love hash browns.
Really?
You give me a nice.
They're always. I'm always glad I took a bite. I never needed them. I'm sorry.
You give me a nice. Go to. Here's the thing. You Saturday morning. You wake up, you think, you know, I'm going to fucking make some breakfast. Go to McDonald's, buy some hash browns, put that down, get a nice over easy egg that you make, put it on top of that hash brown, drizzle a little cheese, maybe some sriracha, and that's your fucking meal right there. Oh my God.
How are you keeping that hash brown warm?
Well, you set the oven to either 350 or 425.
Well, I know that. But are you really doing that when you get back with it to keep it warm while you're doing the egg?
Of course I am. Or you're putting it in the pan.
How come you, I could see you making your own little hash brown.
Well, you know, Trader Joe's has the exact same hash browns. Now, flavor-wise, obviously, but sure. The same shape, same ready to go. You just kind of put them in the pan and get them crispy.
Yeah.
So that's, I do that a lot. I get those nice and crispy little hash brown.
What about breakfast potatoes?
I'm not like that the O'Brien.
O'Brien I don't know. Style. There's always onions and sometimes peppers floating around in there.
I hate it so much. I hate it so much. And here's when a restaurant advertises hash browns, but then brings you potatoes O'Brien or whatever the name is. It's enough to make me go, this is wrong, and just want to leave the restaurant.
Really?
And just go, this is, it's not okay that you did this to me.
Have you been to a Red Robin?
Yeah.
Unlimited French fries.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a Red Robin, I think, one time.
Do you ever get weird with your french fries and do like, oh, these are spicy, like Cajun fries
I'm
and
into
stuff?
That. Cajun fries?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know if anyone, if we have a listener, and maybe we do, maybe we don't. We have a listener who works at like Food Network or something. I just feel like Daniel and I traveling around trying food is like, it's just waiting. It's just waiting. It's just waiting.
Lunch pals.
Lunch pals. It's just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And we just go get lunch.
Yeah.
Is there any more restaurants that haven't been discovered by Guy Fieri and other Fieris?
I think we would have our own deal.
Oh, that's all I want to do.
I know.
I've really petered out just thinking about food. Jen, you knew
I
this would happen.
I feel the same way. And now I'm like,
now I just want to eat. I just want to eat that stuff. I want to eat like a bowl of scalloped potatoes.
Where? One last question. I promise.
And then we're out of here.
Growing up in your life, okay. Or maybe it was D.C. or maybe it was New York, could even be L.A. I would prefer it's D.C. or earlier.
Okay.
College, whatever.
Yeah.
Your favorite French fry place. Like we'd be like, oh, we're getting French fries? Yeah. Like you knew that you loved their French fries.
Yeah.
I have two. They're both in Rochelle.
Mine are like fast food places.
What is it?
Well, they do Cajun fries at Bojangles. Which are a little bit thicker.
I forgot about Bojangles.
They're a little bit thicker in a little, like, sort of a steak fry way. They're not all the way there, right. But they are. They have a Cajun element to them. So good. They also serve dirty rice, which is fucking so good. But, and I get blasted all the time for this, but I like Burger King's French fries.
I think they're great.
Little chicken sandwich. Original chicken sandwich with French fries?
Are you crazy? Dude.
But people go, what do you... I
love
on
it.
Physical, I was it. Like, people are like, McDonald's fries or Burger King fries? Everybody voted McDonald's fries. And I was like, I think I prefer Burger King fries. And people were like, truly couldn't believe it. They're like, what are you talking about?
I love the original chicken sandwich so much. On Saturdays, I would get two of them.
BK Big Fish? The BK Big Fish?
I've never done that. You have Filet-O-Fish too?
Have you ever had a fish filet?
Have I ever had
filet of fish at McDonald's?
Yes, of course, with rosemary.
Yeah,
that's her number one. That's her go-to.
It's so good.
Yeah,
but during Lent, she really does it Fridays.
She ain't Catholic.
Yeah, but she pretends
just for that. Well, it is Lent. I have friends.
You're like, yeah, but you just would eat it anyways. Well, you know, I
Tom
need
and
to.
Jerry's in Rochelle, Illinois.
Yeah,
there's still one in DeKalb. Tom and Jerry's French fries. Holy,
the best.
Yeah, man. And yeah. They would come in like a wax bag,
yeah,
all that grease stain on the side.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you just ate like you were a construction worker.
Yeah.
And then
let's do a food tour.
Country school, which you could still get to this day.
Yeah.
The crinkle cut country school fries.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
Yeah. And Warren, you can't change that. Jen, you knew this would happen and it's your fault, and we thank you dearly for it. Sincerely, we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel
and Daniel Van Kirk. Dear Pennies and Pallers and anybody else who just showed up here, hi, I'm Daniel Van Kirk. I know I'm doing an ad, but it's for a good reason. So don't jump ahead, because then you do that thing where you jump back and then you went too far and maybe you've jumped back into this moment and I'm still talking. So just hold on, or thank you for staying with me. The reason I'm doing this is because I'm back on tour. The Together Again tour is heading to the Northeast on April 5th. I'm going to be in Albany. And then the next night on the 6th, I'm in Worcester, which I hope I just said correctly, in Massachusetts. And then on the 7th, I'm in Boston. And then the 8th and the 9th, Friday and Saturday night, I'm going to be in Philadelphia. And then on the 10th, I'm in New York City. So go to danielvankirk.com to get tickets and to hang out with me, Pennies and Pallers. I got handed a whole bunch of letters when I just did my Pacific Northwest run. I hope I get letters from you guys at this one too. It's at danielvankirk.com. And maybe Rory and I haven't even said this yet. Maybe I'm breaking it here in the ad, so you're even more cooler for listening. I'm doing the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. I'm doing headlining sets. I'm doing my own show. And Rory and I are doing a live Pen Pals at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas. Right now, you can get discounted tickets. Buy them before they get higher in price, which they're going to do when you find out everybody else who's going to be there. Go to thesecretgrouphtx.com. And come and see me and Rory. It's a live Pen Pals in Houston where it all began with tuxes all those years ago. So come out, do that. It's the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. That is May 19th, 20th, and 21st. And then at the beginning of April, I'm going to be in the Northeast. Go to danielvankirk.com for all that stuff. Sincerely, I wish you well, and I hope I see you. Bye. Hey. Well, that was kind of THX's.
I don't have much to plug here.
How do you know? You don't know when this is.
I don't know when.
Maybe someone's listening to this 3 years from now.
Yeah.
And you're like, Physical season 7.
Yeah. If you guys want work out for Daniel, Daniel and myself post a lot about pen pals and other stuff on our Instagram, but there's a lot of very helpful information in terms of upcoming shows, tours. Television shows.
I'm on tour getting ready right now.
But also what we haven't mentioned. Come June when Physical premieres, Daniel Vanuel Canuel will
You're
be in
the... You're telling everybody?
I'm telling everybody.
I didn't know if I could tell.
Of course you could tell. Daniel Vanuel Canuel making an appearance on the first episode of Physical. How fun is that?
We'll find out.
Well, he might have got cut.
I did?
I know that you did.
Wouldn't that be bad?
And I've known the whole time, but I'm promoting it.
Yeah.
Even more evil. I don't think I got much, you know. Go to Instagram, follow me on
Instagram.
You'll
see us at Moon Tower.
But also the Pen Pals Pod, if you didn't know this, because we don't necessarily bring this up all the time, but we do have an Instagram page, the Pen Pals Pod, and there's plenty of updates on there. Mm-hmm. As well as what we're doing with this show and episodes and clips and all that stuff. And if you like hearing this show and you're listening to it on a Wednesday, there's also video of all of these episodes that drop every Friday. So if you go on our Instagram, you can follow the trail to find all of this stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Great.
All right.
And I probably put something in the end, so go back if you skipped it, if you're a real friend. I'm going to read this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Howdy, fellas.
Feels good. Warm.
Yeah. So I like to think of myself as a logical, rational lady, but this funny thing has been happening. I worried it may be too dark for the show, but I actually think it's really comforting. Wow. I said wow because I'm like, where would this go? Here goes. There was this sweet guy who worked in my office and fixed the printers. He was always joking around with us and was so silly and uncle-y. We loved him. I've missed him since we've been working from home, though I hadn't thought of him lately until I had a dream about him a month ago. We were back in the office, and I heard him laughing and couldn't wait to see him. I remember thinking in the morning, that was a sweet dream, and then hours later, we got the news that he had died the day before. This kind of thing has happened a handful of times in varying ways. Going through them all would be way too long of a letter, but honestly, I like it. I don't need to make any sense of it. To me, it's just like getting a high five from a buddy on the way out of a party. But I'll end off with the most recent and funniest. I had the Meatloaf song, Hot Patootie, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show stuck in my head one whole day. Haven't seen the movie in about a decade. It was actually kind of annoying to me how much it was stuck in my head. Wouldn't you guess, Meatloaf died the next day. I don't really tell people about this. It feels like a special little power. Thanks for the laughs, guys. Your pal, Chris, she, her. You think that's real?
You know,
I mean, just like that guy who loves WWE, it's real to her, goddammit.
I do think there are some interesting coincidences.
Well, it's energy, right? And if you can feel energy moving, why can't you feel this?
Yeah,
you said this in a recent episode. We are not professional psychologists or therapists, but we are professionals at reading this room.
I don't disbelieve. That's energy. I don't disbelieve this. I don't disbelieve.
Well, how much do you and I disbelieve, honestly?
We believe everything that's ever been said to us.
No, but we are willing to.
I am willing to. But right. I mean also not in a willing to believe it kind of way. I think in a just a natural straight up reaction, you know, where in talking about ghosts or topic, I believe stuff like this. Not that I don't believe in ghosts or that ghosts can, or the paranormal isn't a thing, but this feels so much more natural to me in terms of a ghost like sort of communication.
Well, how often do you think of a person and then you thought of somebody and then that person calls you before you call them?
Yeah, exactly.
That's quite a bit, right?
All the time.
Yeah, me
too. All the time. And you go, oh, maybe I'm psychic. Maybe I have this thing. I think these things happen, and there's just you have an awareness that maybe they happen, or you notice that they're happening. I don't know how to explain it, but I don't think it's just coincidence. I think coincidences do occur. I don't think stuff like this is just a coincidence. I don't think it's just a coincidence that you haven't seen this guy forever. You have a dream about him, and then the next day you find out that he died. I don't believe that that is just purely a coincidence. But I also concede I have no evidence to back up the fact that I believe that that is something. And as is stated here from Chris, is that you don't have to make any sense of it. And there's no one requiring you to.
The contrarian here would go, well, you have dreams about people all the time, but you don't find out they died the next day. Sure. So you don't those don't jump out at you.
Right.
So you aren't you're exceptionalizing the times that it mattered. You are not remembering or not giving any significance to the hundreds, if not thousands, of times it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So
I can't remember if I've talked.
Who cares?
This is one of those things I can't remember if I've talked about on the show, and I can't remember when I brought it up, and I also can't remember the specifics of this detail.
What if a Penny or a Peller missed that episode and now they catch it because they're here with
us?
Sure.
And you can tell me if I have brought this up. There was something that happened in a dream one time where in the dream, something in real life, I gained information in the dream that I know for a fact I did not have in my conscious reality.
Okay.
And it was something along the lines of the date of something. And I remember in the dream being and this is an example because I don't remember specific, but it was something along the lines of in the dream going, well, no, Daniel, that's going to be on March 3rd. And then another third person going, it's actually going to be on March 15th. And me being like, March 15th? Huh. And then when I woke up, it was so seared to my mind, I checked a thing and I was like, oh, the thing is going to happen on March 15th. And I know what people are saying. It's like, oh, you read it. You read that at some point and you just forgot it was March 15th. I know for a fact that the specific detail of what I'm talking about was not information that I had in any capacity. I didn't know it. I hadn't been handed that information. I later found out what I was told in that dream was actually real information that applied to my real life. And I've never... It changed me. It changed my perspective of what a dream was because I knew that I didn't have – it wasn't deep in your conscious. There was something in your brain that told you this. It was
How do you think your dream state acquired that information?
To me is beautiful and is a huge question mark and gives you this sort of elation that things are so much bigger and more interconnected than we can imagine.
Do you think there are people with the real power that Venkman is doing a test of at the beginning of Ghostbusters?
He's doing a what?
That test where he's like, what shape am I holding?
Yes, up? Yeah.
Do you think there some people could have that ability?
Oh, to know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Here's the thing, people. If you really, really had magical powers, really had them, and you were smart about it, right? Because they always say, the smartest lottery winner doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
The real person... who just won $180 million.
Yeah.
if they're smart, isn't telling anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? They aren't putting their name out into the public. Maybe they're telling.
Well, I think when you go to circle, claim it, when you go to claim it,
you can stay anonymous.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Oh,
and maybe it varies from state to state, but I know in California, the person here who won like 789 or whatever,
target. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't, it was never revealed who they were.
Right.
If you're the smartest person with actual magical powers or actual telepathy or actual speaking to the dead and like being able to glean information you're and not use it. Anyone. Are you telling anybody?
I don't know. Well, you'd also be concerned that you are like, you know, will anyone believe me? And then is someone going to put me in a straitjacket lock me away?
What does the government do if they really do believe you?
Yeah, and that's...
Oh, you can move objects with your mind? Oh, you can control people's minds? Hey, can you come into this CIA
room with us real quick? I mean, we're talking X-Men. Now we're talking X-Men right now.
I mean, kind of, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they found out what you could do, and not in your own country, maybe some other country is like, hey, we're looking to get a leg up in this world, and there's somebody in Venezuela who can blank. Like, are you telling anybody?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, if that happened to you a lot, that you could access information that had not been given to you, and someone was like, if we can get this guy to choose where and how and from whom he gets information he hasn't been given, we could really use that. It's the great, you know, sometimes it's like the atomic bomb or whatever, like that isn't, I guess, a good example, but sometimes the greatest things can end up being the most weaponized, the most disastrous, right? So if you really could do that, like, I think you'd be unwise to tell people that you could do it.
You're
best off keeping it to yourself.
Even
if you could live forever.
Right.
Because they're going to want to find out, maybe we can figure out what is in that person's DNA or blood that keeps them young.
Yeah.
So let's cut them up. You got to keep that shit to yourself.
Right.
Rory, stop telling people
that I have this power.
That you know what's happening on the 15th.
Oh, it's just that the baby shower is starting at 4 p.m.
We can use that. We can use that.
The government needs to know this. Yeah, I don't know. I remember in the dream being astonished, and I remember waking up the next day being really mind blown. Like, wow, that is a first. That has never happened to me.
Sadly, it's before, so innocuous. It doesn't matter to anybody but you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I was also under the impression all the time, like, yes, we don't really understand dreams of the dream state, but we have this assumption and this somewhat conclusive evidence that it's, you know, the mind is having to deal with so much information every single millisecond that it's, at the end of the day, and it gets to recharge, it's just kind of putting information in different places. But that's the first time it was ever information that I knew my conscious self did not have or overhear. I just knew it. And it just blew my mind. In the way where, like, something like this, like, if you're having a dream, and the next day you find out that that person died, there isn't a part. I mean, that she was, in my personal opinion, she was visited by that guy in her dream.
That's what I was going to ask you.
To some capacity, the night that he had passed away.
Do you think when you dream about somebody that their energy is visiting you?
I think so. I think it's possible.
Or do you think sometimes you're just having a dream and sometimes they are there?
I think both are true. Yeah. I truly think both are true. I think it's, you know, obviously we don't know what happens when you die, but I don't think it's so absurd to think that there could be something beyond this. And I don't think it's so absurd. It almost seems logical that if there were something beyond this, you would have some sense of energetic communication with people you love.
But then I wonder, when she says it's like a friend giving a high five on the way out of a party, which is a great... That's some fun writing. Unless you have a relationship with Meatloaf, why would Meatloaf be giving you a high five on the way out of the party? That's a great question. Now, I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm just saying, do you think she just gets a heads up when someone who she has a feeling about dies, regardless of their celebrity or proximity to her?
Yeah.
Or is she saying that she really does think that person is saying goodbye on the way out? Because I could see the sweet guy who worked in the office, I don't think we got his name, but I could see him saying goodbye to her maybe on his way out.
Yeah.
Or is she just in the stream when she dreams? She's in that stream of like the staircase out, like in Soul.
Yeah.
And so she's getting to see people leave.
And it's like almost getting introduced in a basketball game where you're just walking through the non-starters.
Yeah.
High-fiving as yeah. you go. As you go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you see, you hear about this all the time. Like, people will have a dream, or there was one thing where this person had their answering machine was like someone saying like something to them. It might have been like, hey, I'm going to be late. I just wanted to let you know I loved you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they find out like they can't, per the timeline, they should have been dead before that message
was left.
They got
that message. Yeah, yeah.
Which is like.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
I know.
It's beautiful and creepy.
I don't think we understand energy.
I thought Meatloaf was already dead. And I haven't told a lot of people that.
Wait, before now?
Before he died.
You really thought he was dead?
I thought he was dead.
Did you see that? I might hope
like I would have easily lost Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because Regis really? Would have been like, are you sure you don't want to call someone? I'm like,
all right, yeah, sure.
It's C, Meatloaf, without a doubt, definitely dead. I want to save my things. All right.
Now can I ask you a question?
Well, it's A, Thomas Jefferson is the one who's definitely dead.
What game show? You're right.
I get it that wrong. I'm that dumb.
What game show would you go on?
I feel like Wheel of Fortune would be so fun.
Oh.
Jeopardy intimidates me. I don't think I'd be good.
Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You can get hyped. You can get real hyped. And the great thing is, here's the great thing. You can decide. Like if you or I, right?
Yeah.
Like you could decide to ride it out all the way till the end.
Yeah.
To find out you won $5 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. Like Howie would be like, okay, Rory, your case either has $5.
Yeah.
Or there's one case left for $7,500. You've turned down multiple offers in the six figures. They're offering you $2,200, and you're like, let's go. Which we would at that point.
Yeah.
I think I'd really like to do Deal or No Deal.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Price is Right would be fun.
Oh, come on. But again, what if you don't get a fun game? Deal or No Deal, I know.
Growing up, didn't you just so badly want to be on Double Dare? And also, didn't you sort of think you would get to?
Yeah.
Your soul, you thought.
I would mail in.
I'm going to be on Double Dare.
Self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yeah.
Like that's where I learned that was from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, of course.
And I mailed in multiple times.
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Guts.
I thought Guts was for sure. I watched Guts all the time.
All the time. Do you remember the one that was like a video game? It was like Guts. Virtual reality?
No.
It was like arcade something.
I don't know.
Arcade. Man, if I had to choose between Double Dare,
probably Colin Quinn's remote control.
Well, would be the show. I loved that. I think I would. I think for pure fun, I would probably go Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah,
but in terms of like, I'm a bucket list life.
The crack.
You got to go Double Dare.
Oh, okay.
But then, and we talked about this. Remember early in the pandemic?
Honestly, and when you saw it, you're like, the crack is not that hard.
No.
Come on.
No.
Get up there.
If I could do 1988. American Gladiators.
Yeah.
Although we watched that, remember? They were beating the shit out of
those
people.
They're no joke. You sign a thing that says if you die.
Powerball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or jousting?
Powerball.
No concussion protocols.
Jousting, you got a better chance. Powerball is legit slam town.
Right.
It's
like destination rugby.
Yeah.
You're just going to run from here to here. We're going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Eliminator, when you had to go from gun to gun to gun. Yeah.
That seemed fun.
The
sliding around like.
But I
shoot
think
it.
Double Dare, man.
Yeah.
When they had to find the flag.
Yeah.
Wasn't it when they had to go into a mouth?
Yeah, and the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? You always saw him like going through the obstacle, like, grab the flag, give it to the next person. As a kid, you're like, oh, it's so fun. If you were there in the audience, you go, I can't believe they do that in a 10 by 10 space. I can't believe as soon as they go to the next challenge, they move the next one
I think I've
over.
Said this before. The part that always amazed me was how quickly they clean the floor.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I was like, that's so fast. I should clean my room. Look how quickly.
Look, if they can do it on Double Dare, I owe it.
How fast?
I owe it to this family.
Did they clean that floor?
It's impressive. All right, let's get...
I hope that comes
Chris,
back.
Chris, we got to move on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I feel like we... Well, no, we talked about this enough.
No, we definitely went
down did. Game show road.
I think that it's great. I don't even know if there was a... There wasn't even a question.
There wasn't a question, but yeah. There's some personal relation to it. I like
special power. Don't ever change, and don't let anybody tell you you're wrong.
Never change. Chris, this is your letter. You read this.
Okay, well, then I'll do it. Chris, we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk
and Rory Scovel.
Pen Pals is produced by Lissa Rubin and engineered and mixed by Chad Bouchard. Our artwork was created by Jeffrey Tice, and our theme music is by Patrick Keenan of The Winter Sounds. Extra thank you to Aristotle Acevedo for his help on this episode.
You can follow Pen Pals on Twitter and Instagram at the Pen Pals Pod. You can see all of that content thanks to Caitlin Bordini, who runs our social media.
Head to youtube.com/Daniel Van Kirk Comedy to watch these episodes absolutely free, and subscribe to patreon.com/penpals for only $5. You can listen to a follow-up letter every week, and you'll be the first to hear all upcoming Pen Pals news.
But the easiest way to support the show is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. And tell everyone you know about your two favorite cackling idiots. Hashtag grow the show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.